above because the ice bank's underbelly spread over us like an immense ceiling, below because the somersaulting block, shifting little by little, had found points of purchase on the both side walls and had gotten jammed between them. The Nautilus was imprisoned in a genuine tunnel of ice, about 20 meters wide, and filled with quiet water. So the ship could easily exit by going either ahead or astern, sinking a few hundred meters deeper, and then taking an open passageway beneath the ice bank. The ceiling lights were off, yet the lounge was still brightly lit. This was due to the reflecting power of the walls of ice, which threw the beams of our beacon right back at us. Words cannot describe the effects produced by our galvanic rays on these huge, whimsically sculptured blocks, whose every angle, ridge, and facet gave off a different glow depending upon the nature of the veins running inside the ice. It was a dazzling mine of gems, in particular sapphires and emeralds, whose jets of blue and green crisscrossed. Here and there, opaline hues of infinite subtlety raced among sparks of light that were like so many fiery diamonds, their brilliance more than any eye could stand. The power of our beacon was increased 100-fold, like a lamp shining through biconvex lenses of a world-class lighthouse. "How beautiful," Conseil explained. "Yes," I said, "it's a wonderful sight, isn't it, Ned?"